The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, here we go. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. We are taping on Sunday, pre-Oscars. The Oscars come on tonight. Last year at this time, I was in LA. I was at the Oscars. Last year at this time, I was walking around talking to celebrities and hanging out amongst the top picks of the year. I had my tuxedo on. I was hanging out with some of the other writers, and we were in a long hallway where they came in off the red carpet. I talked to John Williams, the composer. Who else did I talk to? Jimmy Kimmel for a second or two. He didn't recognize me because I had a beard last year. Then I go, Rich Voss. He goes, oh my God, I didn't recognize you with your beard. That's why I shaved my beard this year, in case I run into Jimmy Kimmel again. He'll recognize me.
No, because now he's got the beard thing.
Oh, now he's going to think, who's this? I'll go, Rich Voss. He goes, I thought you had a beard. Yeah, you're right. I think he's going to be a fine host tonight.
Yeah, he's going to have good jokes.
Yes, he has a good writing staff. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure he got his writing staff to write, plus some extra writers from L.A. He will make a Stern reference at some point, some type of Stern reference.
Hit him with a hind?
No.
Bob Bowie?
No, he's done those. He'll do something else. And don't act like you know what hit him with the hind is, or the heim or whatever.
I was on that show.
You're on what show?
The guy who, Heim.
It's Heim.
Oh, Heim.
Or Hein, I don't know. I went to the after show?
Yes.
So was I.
Okay, well, that's the guy.
Which
you
one?
You didn't even know that. Why do you think they're saying it?
Because it was some kind of thing that happened. I don't know why it happened or what it's about. I mean, I listen to Stern a lot, but I don't know all the stuff behind it. I should try to do that show again, the after show. I wonder if they, I think they liked it. Mm-hmm. I was on with Dr. Drew. You're going to have to get rid of the dog and the dog's toy.
I'm going to take her to Raina.
Yes, take her to Raina. I'll talk for a minute while Bonnie runs upstairs.
Will you talk for a minute?
Yes, I will.
About what?
I'm going to tell them where I'll be this week. I leave tomorrow. This podcast probably won't come out till Wednesday. So I have left 2 days earlier than this podcast. I'm in Vegas at the MGM Grand, Brad Garrett's Comedy Club, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. So when you get this podcast, if you have a good golf hookup for Friday or Saturday, nice course, email me, rich@richvoss.com. rich@richvoss.com, and I'll play golf with you. You get to say you play golf with Rich Voss if you take me to your nice course.
That's nice. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
That's really terrific.
You know, people will go, I mean, you know how many times I'm on a golf course and somebody comes up to me, you Rich Voss? Yeah. I play with a...
I didn't know.
I played with two guys the other day. And one guy, me and my friend joined him on the back nine. He goes, "You Rich Voss?" I go, "What'd you shoot on the front nine?" And he said, 3 over par, that's 39. And it was a complete lie because the way he played the back nine, there's no possible way he shot 3 over par on the front nine unless he completely fell apart on the back nine. I guess the pressure of playing with somebody as famous as me could throw your game off. I was consistent myself, and I know I won on the back nine. I know I beat him, so he's probably going, "Oh, that Rich Voss, he really is a golfer. You know, I've been playing well. I could lose it. I could lose it at any time, but I'm playing well now." So you have to enjoy the fact of when you're playing well, because you know it's going to go out the window, like it almost did with Ricky Fowler today at the PGA at the Honda Classic with the famous, world-famous bear trap, which I played that course many a times. Matter of fact, the last two holes on PGA National, I birdied the last two in a row. And the last hole is a fucking long, long hole. And I birdied the last two holes the last time I played there. That's all I'm saying. You could, you know, if you're going back in time, you watch some highlights from the Honda Classic and look at those last two holes. The 17th hole is part of the bear trap. Birdied the last two. Anyhow, Bonnie's back from a vacation in Vegas, her long weekend at Mohegan Sun, and I was in the city this weekend, you know, hanging out a little with Kevin Hart. Not really, just walked over to his table and bothered him, but I call that hanging out. And what else? What else went on this weekend? Ooh, really nothing. Nothing, just working the stand. I was at the stand. Then I went and hung out at the cellar. And that's it. That's all I got. Are you just watching me talk?
I was trying not to laugh so hard because I was like, I'm just going to not talk and see how long he goes. And then you were like, Bonnie, just... I was like, oh, okay, now he's gonna throw it over to me. But miraculously, you did not. You said Bonnie's back from the Mohegan Sun and I had a weekend at the stand.
Mm-hmm.
With Kevin Hart.
Oh, he stopped in.
You really wanted to bring up that you hung out with Kevin Hart, but then you had nothing. Really... You didn't even have one thing that he said to you or one thing you said to him or what something he did on stage, maybe. Just
very
to
funny.
Even pretend that you had a story about him so you could mention it.
Very funny guy.
But you didn't. You just... it just dropped like a... Hung out with Kevin Hart.
I didn't really hang out with him.
At the stand.
I lied. I stopped by and talked with him. Your daughter, Raina.
She's just hanging around now because she wants to go on the... I think she now comes around.
Well, she does. Like,
she wants to be on the podcast.
I'm getting so many tweets about how good Raina is on the podcast.
You got one tweet.
I got 20 tweets about Raina being on the podcast.
The people at Mohegan Sun brought me a wooden rose, and then they were like, "Is this Raina?"
What is it?
I wanted to be like, "No,
no, it's a, some other
Daria
kid I found."
Or other child.
Soda. What do you think it is, stupid? No, put it back. And put it back. And can you please? First of all, what are you doing with that? Come here. I'm not fooling around with you. It's not fun and games anymore. For what? And why are you walking around in a summer outfit? You look ridiculous.
Because I am ridiculous.
She's a weirdo. She's weird.
You're a great dad. That exchange was...
What?
My heart grew 3 sizes today, watching you and your daughter interact.
What was wrong?
You were just... I don't know. It's just you, like with everything else.
What?
Tell what happened with Kevin Hart.
Nothing. Not a thing. I watched him.
I can't play with you right now. I'm doing a dumb podcast.
I watched him do his set.
I'm sorry.
And he's very funny. He's funny and he's likable. He's a likable guy. I could see why he's a star. You know.
He's got it.
It. He's got it.
Oh, they've got it.
Oh, I was talking to my friend from TMZ on the phone for like 40 minutes the other night talking about people that got it.
What, you guys just went through who you thought had it?
No, we're just talking about one or two people.
Who? That, can you say the names?
Well, I said the second I saw Mike Epps when I worked with him years and years ago.
Said he's got it.
I knew he was going to hit. You could tell. There's certain people you could tell. You know, Bellamy, I knew.
Stephen King wrote a whole book about it.
About what?
It's called It.
No, that's not what it's about. That's probably a science fiction or something, or one of his type of books.
What kind of books does he write? What's his genre? He does different genres, but...
Mysteries. Thrillers, like Misery.
Okay, okay.
Thrillers.
Bordering on the what other genre?
On the... What do you mean bordering? Thriller, not horror.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I meant, like thriller horror type. Well, no, I mean, Cujo's not a whore. Get out of my drawer. There's nothing you need out of my drawer. She goes through people's things, messes everything up, touches their computer, ruins their lives, and then moves on to her whatever, back to her room. Come here for a second. I gave her a sock. She cut it up in pieces.
Yes, I did.
Didn't you tell him that you were going to?
Yes.
You said you were making
a
puppet.
I said, ask Daddy for one. You know, I'm sure he's got a...
Why are you putting on your Muslim hat?
It looks cute.
Where'd you get that from?
From the tape store.
No, the hat. Where'd you get the hat from? That looks nice.
From the hat store.
All right, scram, please. Scram. Before I give you a wet willy.
You have a lot of hair down there.
That's my other...
Oh, my God. To clarify, she's talking about his armpit. Okay, please. We do the podcast completely naked.
Don't sit on that.
Get out of here. Goodbye.
Wait, open up your armpit. Oh my God, it's like a jungle in there.
There's not a lot of hair under my armpit, is there?
There's not.
Compared to a
some
lady.
Men are, some men are nuts.
Oh, really? Tell us about some of the men. Tell about the armpits you've seen.
Some of the hair on some of the men I've seen.
On there, down there.
She's pointing to her armpits again.
Down there.
You're a weirdo. Why are you so cute, though? If you weren't so cute.
I'm a Muslim wearing a summer outfit.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I hate to go by and...
Either take over as the...
co-host.
Okay, yeah. I'll be a co-host.
My Kid Hates Me. You could change the title.
I'll be a co-host.
And then I'll just go do laundry or something.
Name some of the good things. You were on vacation with your mom for like 10 days. No, about...
Nine days.
What were some of the good things that mom did with you for 9 days? For real, some of the good things.
Talking to the mic, stupid.
You're the stupid one. I'm not doing the same anymore. You call me stupid.
I'm sorry. You're not. You're so smart, and you did your math problems great today. You're very smart, and you're cute.
You got issues.
What are some of the things mommy did with you on vacation for 9 days that you were stranded with mommy? Took you to any game rooms?
Either, like, answer the questions or walk away.
Did
like,
you
can't just, like, stand there and, like, it's...
Did you wait?
Yeah,
did you get kicked out of casinos?
Yes, I got kicked out of casinos.
Come here, talk about it.
No.
All right, come here. Just give me a kiss then.
Ugh, I think even though you're her father, that's, like, the creepiest thing you do is when you're like, give me a kiss.
Come here, give me a kiss. Come on, plant one right here, baby. Give me a kiss.
Give me a kiss.
Come on, give me a kiss. Really?
Fine.
Stop. Ew!
And there goes the mic. Did we break the whole thing?
No.
Aw, dang it.
All right, start talking. I've been carrying this thing.
I let you carry it. This is the happiest you've ever been, is that I was. At one point, I was like, does he even know I'm here? Did you realize that you had gone, like, it had to have been at least 10 minutes?
No,
without,
just, what?
Like, with me not saying anything. Were you aware that that was happening?
No, I was just introing the podcast, getting it started, getting it ready.
No, you were talking about your golf game, some golfer. I totally zoned out at one point.
God, this is like a mess.
Yeah, it's really awful.
Dog barking, kid that has nothing, adds nothing. You know,
Well, wiped to be fair, she is just walking around her house. I mean, she doesn't just encounter us from time to time.
We invited her on as a guest. We told her earlier today. That we
she
like
showed her
as,
ID and everything.
That we like her as
we
a guest.
We made her walk through the security.
Talk up.
I can't. This is as much energy as I can muster because...
I have energy.
Yeah, I can't believe that you just want me here so that you don't seem... I don't know what it was.
Let's give some Oscar.
Did you think you were having a great podcast in the beginning?
No, I was just warming it up, getting it started, getting the listeners to, you know, get their popcorn.
Lubing up the listeners.
Getting their popcorn, get ready. It's Oscar night. Well,
yeah, but don't act like you know what's going on with the Oscars.
Ask me anything about the Oscars, anything.
How many nominations did Arrival get?
How many?
Mm-hmm.
7.
No, 13.
Let me finish.
Oh. Oh, 7.
And then
major,
yeah, the other other 6.
Technical.
They got 13 nominations.
I think it's 13.
It's all fucking. Yeah, but it's all for like fucking.
That was a bad movie.
Wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah, it was. It was fucking bullshit.
No, it was
total piece of shit.
Don't say that.
According to them, we could fix all our problems in this world if we're to listen to a Rival. All we have to do is find a new language. And all our problems will be solved.
Yeah, because languages hinder.
Language informs our feelings, our outlooks, our context. It means everything.
It hinders your ability to expand knowledge within yourself. Language, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean... I do get it. Like, if you never heard the word blue, you might not know what blue is or something. I don't know. There's, like, better people who can explain the theory better than me. But I did listen to a podcast about it. It's like...
Oh, yeah. What was the podcast?
Well, it's like in certain countries, they don't have certain words, so therefore they don't develop that side of things. Or this culture has 72 words for listening. You know, we only have one. Like, oh, so they do a lot more listening. I mean, it's like it informs how you like your morals and who, you know.
You didn't hear
but
that
it's
joke
still
I said.
Bullshit. No, I'm sorry. Did I miss one of the things that you said? While you were talking about the golfer? Because I didn't listen to any of that.
But I tell you what I'm going to watch in a row: Arrival, then Departure.
Boom! Nails it! Ba 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 boom! Which one's Departure?
Wasn't that with, what's his name? You know, the good actor that won the Oscar for the.
The good actor.
Got attacked by the bear.
Oh, The Revenant?
Yeah, what's his name? Leonardo.
He's in something called The.
That old movie, The Departed.
The Departed.
Yeah.
Departure.
Close enough.
But you could still say watch Arrival and then The Departed.
Yeah. Well, there's
I guess. But The Departure really was much better.
There's a movie Departure, I'm sure. What?
I tell jokes with references that I'm almost positive must have happened.
Look up on your phone, movie Departure.
I know, but you don't make jokes.
I think that's with Clint Eastwood.
Oh my God.
I think Clint Eastwood directed it. Look it up, for real. Clint Eastwood directed Departure. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong.
I know, but I mean, don't you have more knowledge than that going into a joke?
No, because people don't do research. They just laugh and move on to the next one. No one's sitting there with an... Stop it. Shut the... Oh, this fucking dog pisses everywhere. Please stop. Please, please, for the love... Come here. What are you barking at? There's no one outside. No one... You have no friends.
Oh, good.
Huh?
Departure. Drama, romance. Who's in it? 2015.
Yeah.
It's no one you've ever heard of.
Who?
There's a... This must be a French movie.
That's what, yeah, the French one, Departure.
Niamh Cusack.
Starred in it. I don't know.
That's a Kuzak we've never even heard of yet. There's like four of them that are actors.
17.
Okay, Allie, I'm going to really totally
lose it. Oh, our dog is barking. She's so excited getting ready for the Oscars. We'll give some Oscar picks. And by the time you listen to this, you'll know if we were right or wrong. Hold on, let me grab my coffee.
All right.
I'm back. I have a coffee here that was sitting on my table, and I just noticed, hey, now's a good time to drink it. You know what I mean? Oh, man, what's going on? What is going on? This has been a slow week. It's been a slow week for us. Nothing, oh, God, she's walking away with the dog. She's been gone. I've been watching this dog every day. Driving me nuts at some point. But then again, I have fun with her, too, when I take her to the dog park.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
I talk about having fun with a dog when I took her to the dog park the other day.
Thank you for tuning into our podcast that puts you to sleep. If you've been having trouble sleeping, well, here we go.
Oh, in 2 weeks or next week after you listen to this, we'll be at South by Southwest, and we're doing Would You Bang Him, and we're doing our podcast with a marriage counselor. And we got to find out if they're going to record it for us or if we got to record ourselves.
Okay. I'll put it in the list of questions.
Ask Charlie, are you guys going to be able to record it, and can we get a copy of it?
Yeah, okay, so when you asked me the first time, and then I said, yeah, no problem, I'll do that. And then you were like, ask Charlie, which you knew I already knew that's who it was. And then you went ahead and rephrased the question just very slightly. Did you think I didn't know the first time what you were actually asking me to do?
What are you supposed to ask him?
I'm supposed to ask him if you're a fucking douchebag and couldn't we leave
and
him
why
at
did
home?
You say the other night on the phone, I was just going to go do two shows and leave, and now I got to do it. You weren't going to go do two shows. Is that what you were offered without me? You're on the phone. I don't know. I don't want to deal with producing this and that. I was offered two shows. I was going to go and leave, and that would have been it. When was that? When were you offered two shows and that was it? Huh?
I wasn't.
Then why'd you say that?
That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, well, don't use fake statements in arguments.
Well, nobody would have known about doing our podcast and Would You Bang Him. That wouldn't have even been on the table if you hadn't have said it. So that is what I was saying.
If I hadn't said it, what?
I was offered South by Southwest. Then you said, let's do these two shows here, right?
I never said that.
Never said it to us.
No. Our management said we're going to... You said, I'm not going without Voss, me. And then we said, we'll go do Moon Tower. And then they go, oh, okay, we'll bring them both. Because they didn't want to bring me.
I don't know if like there was a threat to go to Moon Tower.
But why would they want to all of a sudden just bring me when they didn't want to bring me? They just wanted to bring you. I don't know. Maybe they saw all the stuff going on with me. Who knows?
You're doing great. They were like, was he at the Oscars 2016 standing in a long hall? That was one of the best Oscar stories I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really boring. How do you make being backstage at the Oscars so boring? And then the most interesting tidbit was there's a long hall. Like, then I could imagine
that they
something
walk up.
Of it.
The long halls.
I'm just saying
stairs.
That was, yeah. Now you're going to defend that you said the long hall. I'm saying that was the only good part of the story. Defend the rest of it.
Well, I'll tell you, the long hall, they come off the red carpet into the building. Mm-hmm. They walk the red carpet into the building, down a long hallway, and up the stairs into the Oscars. So in the long hallway.
Into
like,
the Oscars. What's that? The theater you're talking about? Backstage.
Yes. Into the theater.
Into the seats?
Yes.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You don't give any information about what was really happening. You didn't give any information about... Everyone has to walk the red carpet. Every single person that's going.
Yes.
So...
to get in.
It's like
unless you go
crazy
in a side
busy.
Door. Unless you go in a side
right.
door.
But obviously... The cameras and everything only want to talk to the famous people. And there's publicists that yell out who's coming and stuff down the carpet and get it ready. But you're just like, as a regular person, you're just, when I was there, in the, on the red carpet. You'd already gone through when I got there, right?
Wait, what was that?
Was my mouth moving? Clunk. Okay.
I didn't walk the red carpet.
I'm trying to, if you're going to talk about the Oscars, you have a backstage pass. Tell people how it is, you know?
It's cool.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Were you in the same room? I mean,
no.
What?
The first time I was at the Oscars.
You've been to two Oscars.
Yes.
Set it up for us. Give us a little bit of fucking insider information. God.
Insider information or inside information?
You have to go through security, get on the red carpet.
Not us.
Oh, okay.
Not
well,
the writers.
I had to go the first time you wrote. The second time I didn't go. The first time I went. Red carpet, but you're in the back just being shuttled through to your seat like a regular theater goer, even though all the people ahead of you and in around you are famous people.
Yeah.
Well, then clean it up. Oh, well, then take her back to your room.
Good girl. The first time I was backstage at the Oscars, backstage just hanging out, walking around. Second time I was in the writer's room, you know, I mean, I got to leave if I wanted to go somewhere, but we hung in the writer's room the second time, you know, in case, you know, he needed stuff as it was going along.
Right.
And there was one part.
And what,
we
you
did,
just watched on a monitor?
Yeah, the second time. But before the Oscars, that's when I walked around with some of the writers and mingled and
the first time.
No, the second time.
Well, the first time you talked, you were right up in the action, right?
Yeah, I was backstage the first time, and because the writer's room was right off backstage the first time. This time the writer's room was downstairs or down the hallway. I think it was downstairs, and last time the writer's room was right off the backstage.
One of the dressing rooms.
Yeah, I think it was like a dressing room or something, but this time they. Because there were so many more writers, they needed a big room. Mm-hmm. Like we would have probably been.
Okay, so is there people doing hair and makeup back there? What else is going on back there?
Everything.
Is
Everybody's
there rooms
getting ready.
Where like there's like.
Well, certain stars are staying in their rooms and.
Certain stars have dressing rooms,
yeah.
Or they're all sharing.
I don't know.
Like this is the presenter's dressing room. This
probably
is the,
there's. I mean, there's probably so many dressing rooms, and they all have.
But
their
probably
own.
Like,
but
if, like
one,
if Lady
matter
Gaga
fact,
is
if
going
I
to
remember,
do a song or
if
something.
If I remember correctly,
can you stop
you know,
for a second?
Oh,
I'm saying if Lady Gaga is there to do a song or something, she would have her own dressing room.
Yeah. Well, I know when I watched her during rehearsals, she pretty much had her own dressing room during rehearsals.
Right.
She was good.
Yeah, she's great.
She really is good. She was good at halftime. She's got a lot of action this year. I wonder why.
I don't know, because she's a fucking huge superstar. Okay, keep going.
What else do you need to know?
You know, people are winning, they're losing. Is there tears? People taking selfies? What else is going on back there?
Well,
what
the first
time. What are
the
celebrities doing? Are they talking to each other?
The first time they confiscated all our phones. Or you weren't allowed to bring phones.
Oh, okay.
And there was tighter security. I don't know if we had brought a phone the second time. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, what came on?
And.
What do you remember? I have to put you under hypnosis for you to tell us
about
this.
Which one, the first or second?
Oh, go to the second one then, or was that whatever one is most exciting?
Well, the second one, the governor's ball.
The second
ball,
one was last year.
Yeah,
when
governor,
Chris Rock hosted.
Yeah, the governor's ball. The food was insane. It was insane.
They so right after the Oscars is done, you
upstairs,
literally
in the same building
walk across the hall and up an escalator.
Yeah.
And then you're in another
part of the building.
And it's a huge catering hall or something that they've
the governor's ball.
Done so incredible.
Yeah.
Along the back, I remember when I was there.
This was a different room than the
it
other
was different. So there was like that, but was it like across the back where it was just like one whole long huge thing for drinks?
I remember they had one long table for sushi and all that stuff. And then inside, they're walking around with trays of the most amazing food. You know, and when you're cooking that much food for that many people, it's usually like, it's usually horrible. But this was amazing. You know, the desserts, everything was. Hey, put those back until you eat dinner.
Yeah, put it back.
You can't have cookies before dinner.
Goodbye.
Good, then you'll have dinner in a few minutes. We only have like 17 minutes. Well, you can wait. Scram. Bye. If you, you know, we don't. We don't have to feed you.
Yes, you do. Raina, go to your room for 10 minutes. I
need and take the dog.
Take it.
Hi. Oh, my God. So, anyhow, let's give our Oscar picks.
I hope Casey Affleck doesn't win.
If Denzel doesn't win, for like I heard someone on radio go, he was okay. He was amazing.
I read somebody's like Facebook post was like, nah, he was like okay. I mean, maybe if he had a different director, it's like, are you out of your fucking mind?
He was so good.
This was Casey Affleck. Yeah, okay. I guess I'll go over there. And then this is Denzel Washington. I'm gonna go. Oh.
No, what someone said that what? The only Manchester by the Sea would have been really hard to watch without the comic relief. Was there any comic relief in Manchester by
yeah,
the Sea?
Yeah, who was? Oh, no, they had that. There was the juggler that would always show up.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God!
No, was there any comic relief in Manchester by the Sea?
No,
I heard a reviewer say that. Say without the comic relief in that movie.
Well, sometimes they think like anything that's even like I guess like in the beginning when that woman was like thought he was hitting on her, that's considered comedic in a movie like that.
What is that dog? Here's. What's going on in this house?
She's just playing. She just wants to play so bad.
Run upstairs and she'll follow you.
Because she's been alone for so long the last little while. Because every day you went golfing.
But
and then
I came
every
home.
Night you'd. Yeah, so you'd be home for like 2 minutes. I'm sure no. that you weren't spending.
Oh, I played with her. I took her for walks.
Whatever. She's still spending an enormous time alone. She's
yeah, but I left a lot of toys out.
Excited that we're back.
Why are people upset that Viola Davis is up for best
she's supposed to. She's in the wrong category. She's supposed to be in the best actress category, and instead,
well, they're going
to
get
the movie company or whatever, I guess, puts her in the best supporting actress so that she can win.
And I heard
she probably will.
And I thought she was good, but I heard a reviewer had a good take on it. She's going to win for that one scene.
Oh.
In the movie. You know what scene I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what scene you're talking about.
That's the scene they use in the
where she doesn't say anything and she just turns around and you just see her back. Is that the scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you always trying to be funny? Is that your...
No,
that,
but I mean, you're like...
I'm just repeating what I
don't heard. Like it when you act like you know. One reviewer had a good take on things. He says she's going to win for that one. Even look at your hands.
Yes.
The way you're sitting. You're sitting up straighter. Are you being a character right
no,
now?
No, I'm discussing as a movie reviewer. What? Who do you want to win, Raina? Denzel Washington?
I want this person to win.
Oh, you're doing your hands like me, huh?
You're making fun of Dad.
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
This is the worst puck. Like, we cannot put this out.
Yeah, this is a good one.
No. This is basically just, like, listening in on a dumb family. Like, the dog and the kid. And talking about the Oscars. This is, like, if you were, like...
Went over your aunt's house.
You were, like, could hear your neighbors talking about the Oscars.
Well...
In the middle of it. Shut the dog up!
So no, you didn't like Arrival, Nocturnal Animals. That's not up for. Is that
Nocturnal
up for?
Nocturnal Animals was pretty good. Man.
Is that up for Best Picture?
I think so.
You know, La La Land is gonna sweep.
Oh.
My friend thought La La Land was the movie about a girl who goes to heaven.
Is that what your friend thought?
Yeah.
That's.
You hang out with a pretty
oh my God.
Smart crew.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great.
Is that what your
La La Land? Because it's like in her mind, La La Land means heaven.
I guess.
This is moving slow, this podcast.
Can we be done, please?
We got 13
Let
more minutes.
Let the people go.
We got 13 more minutes.
13 more minutes to what?
To just get to 45.
No.
We're at 32
come
minutes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Raina, pick it up. Come on. Let's.
I'm a little chicken, yeah, doo-dah. I'm a little chicken man. Help me, I'm in a very terrible family.
Peter, tell me some of the good things you did on vacation. Just some of the good things.
Staying away from you.
Really? That's how you talk to your father?
Yes.
Who loves you and cares for you and does everything he possibly can to make you happy?
You call me stupid. Every day.
If the shoe fits, eat it.
What?
I don't call you stupid every day. And I won't do it again if it bothers you.
Second day.
Does it bother? You know I'm only kidding, but if it bothers you for real, tell me the truth. Because you know I don't think you're stupid. I think you're one of the smartest kids on the planet. And out of all three of my kids, you're the smartest.
Stupid.
What? Do you think... I'm serious. I'm being serious. Does it upset you deep down? Is it scarring you?
My soul is getting so many bruises because of you. Is it? Calling me stupid.
I
need to go to... La La Land.
I try to, you know how many times I say how smart you are and how proud I am of you when you get your all A's on your report card or threes or however your dumb school marks report cards. You think you're stupid. Your school is stupider. You know what I mean? What happened to A, B, C, D, E, and F? Now it's 3, 2, whatever?
Mm-hmm. That's only for...
Talk up.
In fifth grade, you actually have A's and B's.
Do you? But you're... and I'm. How many times do I say how proud I am and how smart
this
you are?
This is such a shitty podcast.
What? What? Really? You're going to talk that way?
I really could just not be here. She's basically just doing me.
No.
Just a funnier version.
I was bragging about you last night to all these people, how smart you are, and you're in a... That, and you
yeah,
go
don't
to,
lie. Don't lie to the three viewers that listen to this.
Viewers? Really?
Listeners!
You're stupid! Ooh.
Look at dummy dude. Stupid. I was bragging about you the other night, last night, saying how smart you are. For real. That you're in a REACH program. What's it called?
You just said it.
What is it? Say it. REACH.
REACH.
How many people?
Hey, you don't have to be a dick. Like,
yeah, I'm trying to be nice.
Am I like that all the time?
Yes.
Oh, you're teaching me now.
I was
sorry. Listening to her, I realize what a horrible person I am.
I'm trying. I was bragging about you. How many kids are in that program that you go to after school? About.
It's not after school.
Oh, it's during school. They take you out of class. How many kids are in it?
Seven.
Eight kids from the whole school, or eight kids from your grade?
Eight kids from the grade, and then there's. I don't know how many in third grade.
And you get picked, and you eight kids that go to an extra class, and what do you do? Like they teach, like you learn like extra stuff, like smarter stuff than other kids.
I think honestly, it's just meant to like they take them out of the regular class to slow them down a little bit, so that when they get back, they have something to do to catch up. Because remember when we went to
what?
No,
you know, what do you make like a.
Passion project.
You do a passion project.
What the hell is a passion project?
You were there.
Last year, I don't think you came. Yeah, I did last year.
He came.
Well, don't you remember looking at
everything? Yeah, hers was a book.
Yeah.
About koalas and wombats.
Yeah, yours was good. Yours. Who won? You did, right?
It wasn't a contest.
No, for me it was. You won in my book.
I gotta go.
This is so terrible.
All right, beat it. Let me and mommy finish. We didn't even give our Oscar picks yet.
I'm Rich Voss, and we need to finish our 3 more minutes for our 3 listeners. We need to give them Oscar picks.
I'm not going to be like that anymore.
I know. That's awful. I know.
That's awful.
She's imitating you.
She's making fun of you, but really, she's hurting me. That's the truth. Get out. Leave me alone.
Nice spit coming out of your mouth.
You drooled on me today.
Oh, God. She's like both of us. She's a smart ass who's drooling. Oh, no. She's equal parts, you and I. All right. Get out.
No, I'm going to stay here.
You're hurting my leg.
And my feelings. So let's give some Oscar picks. I'm going to go with... Denzel.
Me? It was the dog.
I'm going to go with Denzel, and I'm going to go with Emma Stone. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yes.
For La La Land, even though I didn't see it, but she's the front runner.
You're like, I love La La Land. La La Land's the best.
I didn't see it yet. I didn't say it was the best.
He's picking his, he's, you know.
I like Nocturnal Animals, even though I didn't understand it. Arrival, I liked it, even though I didn't understand it. Hidden Figures.
Arrival wasn't even meant to.
Arrival
it was like supposed to be like
time isn't linear.
I know, you already went through what it was. Was that your worst movie in your life?
Well, because, you know, any kind of like...
I only came here for this.
You know, movie about aliens or other planets. It's always like where we're going wrong is always the time. We just can't see time the way it really is. We're going from past to future. It's like...
Hey, dudes, at, I don't know, Comic-Con... Guess what? We're not learning time right.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
2 o'clock is doomsday time.
How do you know about Comic-Con? Who goes to Comic-Con? Nerds? Nerds go to Comic-Con?
Nerds and people like you who have no life. This is their life.
I hate to break the news to you. I hate to break the news to you. You are one of the biggest nerds I've ever met in my life. You fall under the category of nerds.
You fall into the category of shut up.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. You're smart. Look at you. Now you're going to be upset. Me crying.
Oh,
shy.
You're going to cry, Rena.
You're going to cry.
Oh, did daddy hurt your feelings?
Go answer the door. Jess is here.
Okay, we gotta go.
No, we still got 6 minutes.
Jess is here. We gotta leave the boobie boo.
We got 6 minutes. My older daughter's here.
Come on the podcast, because
yeah, party.
Nobody. Podcast. Trust me, nobody's still listening at this point.
Everyone's just like.
Would you consider Raina?
You better babysit me on Monday, or else I'm gonna have to stay.
I'm not watching you.
Yes, you are. I got a mini pool table.
Would you consider Raina a nerd?
Maybe even a loser.
Oh my god!
She
said maybe a loser.
Older sister, younger sister. All right, let's get this
what
together.
What was that, the beginning of a poem or something?
What?
Older sister, younger sister.
Oh my god. He's doing poetry, Sandy!
That's a character I do. It's a guy yelling at his wife upstairs about the podcast.
How did you know about Comic-Con? Is that on YouTube a lot when you go to your YouTube videos?
Not now.
What?
It's just one of those things that people know about.
How would you know about Comic-Con? You're only 9 years old. You
how
show it on YouTube.
She's a loser.
Oh my god.
Stop it.
To me.
Oh, God.
This is like an audio documentary that nobody would ever want. Like, this is just Oscar night at the Voss house.
What? Dinner's...
No, 3 more minutes until... Boss.
Yes.
We're making cupcakes. You don't get it.
We're having... we're going to have cupcakes. We're going to have Bonnie made stew for Oscar night.
Chicken stew.
Chicken stew. I told her to make
garlic bread.
But I told her to make shrimp stew.
I think you take it out of the oven.
I told her to make shrimp stew.
Oh.
What are you talking about? It's like jambalaya. It's like jambalaya. You know what I mean? Have you ever had jambalaya?
Yeah, but that jambalaya is, you know, I've never heard it called shrimp stew before.
No, but jambalaya.
I'm sure there is such a thing, but whatever. Let's move on.
Or scallop stew. Seafood stew.
Ugh, I hate scallops.
Seafood stew.
I made a special stew for myself that's got fake vegetarian sausage in it.
What? What is she doing? Get down.
I'm a little chicken man. Do
it all.
I know.
She doesn't understand the concept.
I know
of
what
audio.
Are. You listen.
Hey, Bonnie,
you'll see. Listen.
Bonnie, did you watch La La Land the night you got back from Vegas?
No.
Told you.
What?
Off it up. You owe me $10.
No, we didn't bet anything.
Yes, we did.
I wanted to. I said we should watch La La Land, and you were. I go, it's our only opportunity before the Oscars, and then you said, no, I'm watching Homeland.
Homeland. Oh, are you watching God. Homeland? Do you watch Homeland?
Oh, I asked you why if you knew you were going to say no to me, why didn't you just give it to her?
I'll keep the one thing.
We can't give it to anybody.
What?
Yeah
we're not allowed to give those
away. Minute we watch it, we destroy it.
as per.
Yeah, why are you supposed to bring
rules?
I broke all of those goddamn things. Good fucking DVDs.
Yeah, I love though that you're like, you probably do think you get.
What? You're like, not allowed
arrested.
To give them one. No, she asked
the FBI. I'll get involved, man.
No, I broke.
You can't let anyone else see your screener. I was watching one of the movies. Our neighbor walked by the window. I quickly closed the curtains.
I watched one, and I got a fucking. I got a FaceTime, and I ran out of the room. So the FaceTime person didn't see it.
I get it. Okay, thanks everybody.
You know
on
what I'm
that
saying?
Note, if we didn't get you excited for the Oscars, nothing will. This has been the Vosses coming to you live.
No, but it's going to be over when they hear this.
I know, but we're just doing it in real time. I can't help it. What am I going to pretend we're a week? Well, I didn't agree with a lot of those.
It's fucked up.
Hey, can you believe you know who won the thing? It's crazy. That's fucked, man.
Do you believe that Jimmy Kimmel said that?
First of all, I thought it was funny.
I'm on his side.
I'm pro joke, you know.
I'm on his side. Like, you know, if everybody wants to get all crazy and over a dumb joke, it's all it is. So don't, you know.
Well, what about, you know, what's his face of speech? I had no idea he was a Trump supporter. Whoa, did that rock things up in there?
And I still love Denzel.
Don't. All right, thank you very much.
All right, this week I'll be at MGM Grand and through Sunday night. Get my CD. It's on iTunes, or if you go behind the wall, it's behind the wall. I have two CDs behind the wall, 141 IQ and 5. I'm going to put all 5 behind the wall at some point. All 5 of my CDs will be behind the wall. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.